The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, "All who are thirsty, come to the water. You who have no money, come, receive grain and eat. Come without paying, without cost, drink wine and milk. Why spend your money for what is not bread, your wages for what fails to satisfy? Eat me, and you shall eat well. You shall delight in rich fare. Come to me heedfully. Listen, that you may have life. And I will renew with you the everlasting covenant, the benefits assured to David, as I have made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander of nations. So shall you summon a nation who knew you knew not, and nations that knew you shall run to you, shall not run to you, because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, who has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call him while he is near. Let the scoundrel forsake his way and the wicked man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord for mercy, to our God who is generous and forgiving. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my ways above your ways, and my thoughts above your thoughts. For just as from the heavens the rain and snow come down and do not return there, till they have watered the earth, making it fertile and fruitful, giving seed to the one who sows, and the bread to the one who eats. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. My word shall not return to me void, but shall do my will, achieving the end for which I send it. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation. You will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation. God indeed is my Savior. I am confident and unafraid. My strength and my courage is the Lord, for he has been my Savior. With joy you will draw water at the fountain of salvation. You will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation. Give thanks to the Lord, acclaim his name. Among the nations make known his deeds. Proclaim how exalted is his name. You will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation. Sing praise to the Lord for his glorious achievement. Let this be known throughout all the earth. Shout with exultation, O city of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. You shall draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation. The second reading is a reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is begotten by God. And everyone who loves the Father loves also the one begotten by him. In this way, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. For the love of God is this, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. For whoever is begotten by God conquers the world. And the victory that conquers the world is our faith. Who indeed is the victor over the world, but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came through water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by water alone, but by water and blood. The Spirit is the one who testifies, and the Spirit is truth. So there are three that testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and the three are of one accord. If we accept human testimony, the testimony of God is surely greater. Now the testimony of God is this, that he has testified on behalf of his Son, the word of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. This is what John the Baptist proclaimed. One mightier than I is coming after me, and I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. It happened in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized in the Jordan by John. On coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens being torn apart and the Spirit, like a dove, descending upon him. And a voice came from the heavens, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning.
Good morning.
And how are you? Blessed indeed. And so today we celebrate the baptism of the Lord. And as we celebrate the baptism of the Lord, we end the Christmas season. I think it's always saddens me because I think it's got to be the shortest season of all the times. And everything comes down today. And you can take the flowers with you after Mass if you'd like. And take care of them nicely. You can also go to the chapel and take the ones over there. White ones here, red ones next door. So take what you like. But anyway, as we come and we focus on the baptism of Jesus, this is the third epiphany, what God tells us. He reveals to us the reality that Jesus is his Son, whom he loves. And he says that he is pleased with him. Now again, you and I, when we are baptized, we're baptized into the death of Jesus, but we get the whole life of Jesus inside of ourselves. So just as God the Father looked at Jesus and the Spirit came upon him and said, "You are my beloved, you are my Son, my beloved, in whom I am well pleased," the same thing happens to us. Now, I've been preaching this for 19 years. Every time I do a mission, it's my first talk, the first time. Some of you, this is review. Some of you, it's the first time you're hearing it, even though you've heard it 20 times. The reality is that most people don't buy it. They don't live it. They haven't experienced it. Most people that are watching, and most people that are here in this church, have never experienced being loved by the Father. Not truly. Some of you have, unbelievably. But some of you, you go to church, you try to be good, you keep falling, you keep thinking bad things about yourself, but you never experience that the Father looks at you with great love. Every time at Mass, after communion, I have people have a seat and I tell them, close your eyes and let Jesus embrace you. Some of you have gotten it, some of you haven't. But this is the beginning of the spiritual life when you finally get it. It begins it. And you can tell you got it because you're less judgmental, you're less nasty to people, prove it or not. You got to sit there and experience the love of God for yourself. So Father, you tell me, how do I do it? Wife told you, but I want to tell you again. The first thing you got to do is you got to pray the Holy Spirit every time you pray. Why? Because if not, you and I will just say a bunch of words to a God who may or not be there. We'll go into automatic pilot and say our rosary, drone, 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 drone. Or we'll sit there and say Divine Mercy Chaplet, drone, 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 drone. Or we'll say our prayers, drone, 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 drone. Unless we do it in the Holy Spirit, it's just saying a bunch of words. And any pagan, any atheist can do that. We need the Holy Spirit because we do not know how to pray as we ought. And since the Spirit of God is God himself, when we surrender to him, we get taken up into this intimacy with God. Every time we go to pray, it should be an intimate experience of Almighty God because of his Holy Spirit. But if we pray without the Holy Spirit, it's dry. And it's like, oh, why do I do this? Because you're just going through the motions of saying prayers instead of entering into the intimacy of God. If this happened to Jesus, it happens to us. That's the teaching of the church. So as Jesus experienced this, we must experience it. So every time you go to pray, especially if this type of prayer I'm going to teach you, you must pray the Holy Spirit. Ask the Spirit to reveal to you the Father. Ask the Spirit to reveal to who you are as a beloved son or a beloved daughter. Ask the Spirit to do that, and he's not going to say no, right? He just won't. God the Father says, or Jesus said about God the Father, what kind of father would give you a snake if he asked for bread? Well, how much more is the Heavenly Father going to give to you the Holy Spirit for those who ask? So you got to ask every time you pray. And then the first thing you got to do is repent. So you say, I'm sorry. Now again, repentance, too many people are only focused on the reality of the things that they did, without allowing their heart to be converted. Oh yeah, Father, I had a dirty thought. Oh yeah, Father, I gossiped. Oh my Father, I get it. Absolutely, you need to confess those things. But sometimes those things we confess betray our heart. Meaning that we have to stop doing it our way and do it God's way. God cannot be part of my life. If God is only part of your life, he's no part at all. You can't just invite God to be part of your life and, you know, say, I'll go to Mass on Sunday and try to be a good person. That's not what God wants. He wants everything, holding nothing back. So when you and I repent, the first thing you and I got to repent for is that pride that says, I'm going to follow Jesus my way. I'm going to see what Jesus can do for me. I'm going to stop following Jesus just for me and what he can do for me, and doing it my way, whether it be my Catholicism, my Christianity. This is the way I was always taught. It's always about what I think and what I want and what I do. It has nothing to do with what you want, what you think, and what you do. It has everything to do with what God thinks, what God wants, and what God does. So when you and I say we're sorry, it's Jesus, I'm sorry for doing things my way, even following you my way. I repent. I'm sorry. You want to take me deeper, and I often don't want to go. I repent. I'm sorry. I want to do it your way only. And after you repent, because sin can keep us from experiencing God, God doesn't love us less. There's never a thing you and I will ever do to make God stop loving us. But when we sin, when we do it our way, it's like holding an umbrella over our head. Even though the sun is shining, it will not reach us. Because we've put the umbrella up, we need to take it down. I'm sorry. I repent. Let it go. Get the sin out of your life. Now God can start doing stuff in your life and in mine. The second thing we got to do, of course, is we got to surrender our life to him. That means there can be nothing in your life you have not given to God. Your money you have to give to God. Your sexuality you have to give to God. Your thoughts you have to give to God. Your political preference you have to give to God. Everything you got to surrender to him. The kingdom that all of us belong to is what? The kingdom of heaven, not the kingdom of America or Australia or Holland or whatever it is watching. Your home is in heaven. We're just passing through here, so we can love here. But so until I surrender everything to God, Lord, it doesn't matter what I think, it matters what you think. Lord, I completely surrender my money, my family, my houses, my cars, my boats, where I live. Everything is yours. Boy, now he can do great things in your life because you're emptying yourself of self, and now he can fill you with himself and tell you who you are. You see, you try to define yourself. I am an American. I am a Catholic. I am an Irishman, I am this, I am that. And he wants you to hear how he defines you. You are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter. That's who you are. Everything else is secondary. Of course, that's part of who you are. But who I call you to be is first. So you have to let other things go and let him name you as his beloved. A son or daughter who he loves. So you surrender the Holy Spirit, you repent of sin, I'm sorry, you surrender your life completely, as much as possible, and then you let the God of the universe embrace you like we do every Sunday after communion. Father, hold me. And that's after you've got rid of the other two things. That's now when the Father can embrace you. And that's when you can put your head on the chest of Jesus and the Father and listen to his heartbeat and hear God tell you that he loves you. We get to do it every week for the last 19 years here. If you haven't experienced it the way you need to, repent, surrender, be still, be little. Only children let themselves be loved. Only when we humble ourselves before Almighty God can he love us the way we need to be loved. When you say, hold me, you become a little child. You humble yourself before God. You don't think, I don't need this. Oh, you need it more than you need your next breath, and so do I. Stop whistling in the darkness. We all know that we're all weak. Acknowledge that before God, and God will lift you up. Got it?
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah.
Gonna do it?
Yeah.
Some of you will, some of you won't. May it you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand.